Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi, I was calling to see if you guys have coverage in my area.
What county do you reside in?
Cooper.
Cooper County? Absolutely. We can assist you. Do you need an aid?
Yes.
Would you prefer a male or a female, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. And the services are for yourself or someone you know?
For myself.
Okay. Let's get you the help you need. What's your first and last name, sir?
It's Benny Elmore.
Can you spell that for accuracy?
B-E-N-N-Y.
B-E-N-N-Y.
B as in boy.
So it's Benny?
Yes.
Benny?
E-L-M.
E-L-M.
O-R-E.
O-R-E. Date of birth, sir?
12192.
Home address?
515 East Walnut, Boonville, Missouri.
1 second. 515 East Walnut, is that street, Boulevard Road?
Street.
Okay. How do you spell the city?
B-O-O-N-V-I-L-L-E.
Boonville, Missouri, zip code?
65233.
65233. All right, Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN, or for your MoHealth Net card?
I don't have that on me. I have to call you right back.
Let me get a good number to reach you.
Okay, it is
680. 680.
373.
373.
6359.
6359. Benny, talk to me a little bit about your disabilities and what kind of help you need at home.
I have a spinal stenosis.
Okay. Are you walking with a transferring device?
No.
Okay. Are you on a walker, wheelchair, cane, anything for stability?
No.
Okay. And do you use a Hoyer lift, gait belt, anything for assistance in and up from your bed, the sofa?
No,
okay.
No.
What else? What else do you need help around the house with?
Well, I was calling because my insurance company told me to call you guys because I get qualified for having my relative take care of me, like take me back and forth to the hospital and doctor's appointments and have...
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I can have a family member do
that? Or are you not on services?
No, I'm not. I was calling to get information.
Ah, okay. I thought you was on services and you needed an aid. That's what you said. Okay, no. So, yes.
Oh.
So, this would be where you would call to set up services so I can submit the referral. But I need to check your Medicaid to see if you're eligible for it. Do you have your DCN number? Do you know it by heart? It's the 8-digit number off of your Medicaid.
I have Medicaid. I just don't have the card on me right now.
Okay.
You know what? I might have a picture of it. Let me...
Take your time. We're not in a rush. I'm going to be submitting the referral anyway to get you the help you need. So take your time looking for it. All right? I'm going to ask you some questions while you look for it, okay? So other than the spinal situation you have going on, any other disabilities? Any high blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis, hard of hearing, hard of seeing, any diabetes, cancers, COPDs, asthma?
I have high blood pressure.
Okay.
I have arthritis in the spine. I have deteriorating disc.
And what kind of assistance do you need at home? Do you need any personal care, in and out the shower, Any assistance, dressing, grooming, bathing?
Sometimes I do need help in and out. But mainly like this is the day-to-day, laundry, cooking.
Meal prepping, running errands, doing your laundry, doing dishes, cooking, things of that nature, correct? The day-to-day.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. All right.
And I have that number if you're ready for it.
Yep, absolutely. 1 second, okay? I'm just writing down the disabilities. 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, what's the number?
It's 65-699-107.
So that's 65-699-107, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to check for eligibility codes. Okay, give me 1 second.
No, okay.
All right. While you add it, just I want you to write some down, some of my information. Okay. Just let me know when you're ready. What we're gonna be doing today, Benny, basically is just knocking on the stage doors, letting them know who you are and what you need. All right.
Okay. I'm ready.
So my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Okay.
The agency that's going to assist you on to services and hire your caregiver is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
My number is 314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508.
All right, perfect.
Okay, good. All right, so now I'm going to go over the questions for you, okay? They're going to ask you for your disabilities. Disabilities, like we just discussed, are things you've been medically diagnosed with. So you're going to give them a list of your disabilities, okay?
Okay.
If you forget any, it's okay, because the day that they come into the home to do a physical in-home assessment, you can add it at that time. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to start off with the disabilities that you listed to me, okay?
Okay.
Also, they're going to ask you, what do you need help around your house with? Everything, from cooking to cleaning to meal prepping to doing laundry to taking out trash. You need assistance with it all. All right?
Okay.
They're going to ask you if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, any dangerous weapons, gang-related activities in or outside of your home. The answer is no to all of that. Okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask you if you want to engage in a social daycare. That's up to you. If you feel that you might benefit from socializing with other like-minded people, you could either say yes or not at this time. Okay? Any service that they offer you, if you don't need it, right now, you could just say not at this time, okay? These are things that you can later on add to your care plan, all right? They're going to ask if you want Meals on Wheels program. It's the hot delivered meals sent to your home. If that's something that you can benefit from, you say yes. If not, not at this time, because it will interrupt the person that's going into your home doing your dishes, prepping your meals. As the state will not pay them to do any of that if you're getting hot delivery meals. Understand?
Yes.
So if you don't need the service, not at this time. Later on, you could always add these things. They're going to ask you if you want a visiting nurse to come into your home. She is a mandated reporter. She will be coming to your home once a week to check vitals. If you don't need that, not at this time. Okay?
Okay.
They're going to ask you if you have a provider or agency picked out to assist you. You're going to tell them yes. It's Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe Home Care is going to be assisting you on to services and hiring your caregiver. Okay, so that's our information. You have to give it to the state, because if not, they'll send it to the wrong agency, and then you guys won't be starting with us. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you identified someone of your choice, friend, family, trusted loved one, that you would like to assign to your care so they can get paid to be your caregiver? Or you
yes.
haven't decided yet? Okay.
Oh, I have. Would you like to know their name?
Yep. 1 second. What's their name?
Angela Miller.
And a good number to reach, Ms. Miller?
660-621-1006.
And your relationship to Ms. Angela?
My sister.
Okay. Do you live alone or with someone?
I live with my sister.
Okay. Give me 1 second. All right, you have all the information written down?
Yes.
Okay, now I want you to write CDS program. CDS. That's the program that allows you to hire your sister to be your attendant to get paid. That's the program that we're going to ask the state for today. I'm going to tell them that you want the CDS program.
The CBS?
CD, D as in David, as in direct support. Consumer Direct Support, CDS.
Okay.
If the call drops during the state call, don't worry about it. I will be calling you back so that we can attempt to do it again. All right?
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
No.
All right. So, good afternoon. You introduce yourself. You tell them that you're calling on behalf of yourself. And that you are in need of the CDS program. You stop, you wait. Wait for the representative to ask you questions and only answer questions you are asked. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
No.
All right. Please hold while I put you on a brief hold and try to get you a state specialist on the line. Bear with me because it may take me several attempts to get us through. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Please hold.
Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for...
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. This is Melissa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else? All right. And what
myself.
Is a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
It's 660-373-6359.
And what is your name? And your date of birth?
Benny Elmore. 12192. I'm trying to apply for the CDS program.
Yeah, it does look like you're eligible for our CDS program. With that program, you have your own caregiver. You hire, fire, train your own caregiver as you wish, and it can be an immediate family member. And before going further, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those of someone accepted into a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've explained? Okay. Is your primary language English? Are you married, never married, widowed, or divorced? And do you live with anyone?
I'm never married.
Is that phone number
yes.
you provided me your primary contact number? Do you have any other phone
yes.
numbers you would like to list? What is your current address?
It's 515 East Walnut Street, Boonville, Missouri.
And what county is that in? And will that be your mailing address
Cooper.
As well? All right. Do you have
yes.
any special communication needs such as reading, writing, hearing, or vision? And then since we're going to be sending a state assessor out, I do have some safety questions to ask. Do you live in a safe neighborhood?
Okay.
Is there any known
yes.
illegal drug activity? Do you have a history of violent behavior? Is your home structurally safe and accessible? Do you have any contagious
yes.
or infectious diseases? Any vicious animals in the home? Any weapons?
No.
And any pest infestations?
No.
Perfect.
No.
What are your primary medical conditions?
I have spinal stenosis, high blood pressure, deteriorating disc.
Okay.
And arthritis in the spine.
Okay. Have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
Alrighty. Do you need assistance with hands-on personal care, such as getting in and out of the shower? What about essential transportation, like someone running errands for you?
Yes.
Are you interested in getting assistance with household cleaning related tasks? All right.
Yes.
What about meal preparation?
Yes.
And then there's correspondence, like help going through your mail or paperwork. All right.
No.
Do you have a legal guardian? And are you currently in a hospital or facility? Perfect.
No.
So with CDS, you are essentially the employer of the program, but you have to choose a provider agency that will hire your caregiver and also bill Medicaid for you. Do you know what provider agency you want to go through for that?
Yes, it's Deluxe Home Care.
All right, that is all the information I need from you today. So now what's going to happen is within the next 15 business days, a state assessor is going to reach out to schedule a time to come to your home. Do you have any other questions for me?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to transfer you over to a recorded line, and that will just explain the next steps in the process. Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you so much.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper if available to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services HCBS assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver, you or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
All right, you did really well.